California has cleared a path for fans to hit the stands at opening day baseball games and return to Disneyland. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. New public health rules would allow live concerts at stadiums and sports arenas to reopen with limited attendance April 1st. Amusement parks also would be permitted to reopen in counties that have fallen from the state's purple tier to the red tier. Counties across California are increasingly asking to opt out of the state's centralized vaccination program run by Blue Shield. None of the state's 58 counties have signed contracts with the insurance giant, even as the state moved ahead with plans to bring 10 counties in the inland sections of Central and Southern California under Blue Shield oversight beginning last week. A nonpartisan think tank says a popular notion that there was a mass exodus from California last year is wrong. The California Policy Lab said most moves during 2020 happened within the state. Departures from the state were consistent with historical patterns, but the biggest statewide change was that fewer people moved into California, according to the group. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. HSU soliciting feedback in two of the first upcoming online forums on potential university name changes to include the word Polytechnic. University Name Working Group Forum number 1 happens on Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. State Department of Public Health updating its youth and recreational adult sports guidance, which now allows all sports, regardless of level of contact, to resume if safety protocols required of college athletics, including testing, contact tracing, and facial covering, are followed. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.